Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturnoho radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Russian Heritage Program here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. For those of you that follow world events and regional events, you can tell that Punxsutawney Phil out there wasn't doing too good this week because he said we're going to have six more weeks of it. But by the looks of the weather the last couple days and coming up, looks very beautiful to me. Hopefully won't go back into that deep freeze. Before we get started today, I want to mention a couple birthdays, family-wise. I want to wish my wife, Carrie, a happy birthday. Her birthday was on Friday. Happy birthday, honey. Love you. I also want to say happy birthday to my sister, Beth, who will have her birthday next week. We all gathered last week and had a little bit of cake and ice cream and lasagna for our birthdays. Well, let's get started. Tomorrow begins Lent for us Byzantine Catholic Russians, so we appropriately begin our program with Pascha Krasnaya. Russians worldwide can listen to the Russian Heritage Program any time of the day or night. At our CRS homepage, scroll down the left-hand column to Russian Radio, and there we are. The continuance of our weekly broadcasts depend on the financial support of you, our listeners. Every dollar received goes toward producing this radio program. We must emphasize the importance of your needed financial support, so if you enjoy our program and want it to continue, please let us know with your donation. We make it easy for you to do so. You can call my dad, Jack, at 412-331-3124, or you can check the Russian Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. Next, we have some folks from the capital of Slovakia, Bratislava. This is Muzička with Ivanku, Ivanku, and Siganochka.
Oh, yeah. Vítia milá byda trimala. Dva ročky jen služil, ty mňa dala. Ja jem rukoval, byda s těm ti sluboval. A na druhý ročok druhu poletal.
We have been announcing that Slaviani has been invited to perform at the World Congress of Rusyns in Krynica, Poland this June. They will be representing the Carpathia Rusyn Society, the Rusyns of the U.S. and North America. They are also playing a two-week tour that will include performances in Prešov, Medziliborce, Užhorod, and the World Congress in Krynica. Such an undertaking requires much planning and funding. Slaviani is still looking for sponsors of any type to help them in their fundraising efforts to make this visit a reality. A letter by CRS National President John Righetti was sent to the entire CRS membership calling upon their generosity and financial support of this twofold very important and momentous occasion for Rusyns worldwide. First, by exposing our youth to their culture in the homeland, but more importantly, allowing European Rusyns to see that American youth are keeping their culture alive and well here in America, and that it is okay to be proud to be Rusyn. Imagine how this would strengthen the bond between Rusyns in Europe and America. The CRS National Board is strongly encouraging our membership to respond with a generous tax-deductible donation. A follow-up email was also recently sent regarding this request. For more information on how you can help, call me at 724-787-1425 or Jack at 412-331-3124 or email us at rusynradio@c-rs.org. Slaviani is a cultural project subsidized by the Greek Catholic Union of the United States and is acknowledged by the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh as the official representative of the Byzantine Carpatho-Ruthenian cultural and ethnic heritage. We are asking all CRS members and our listeners to come forward and honor this official request by your financial support. This next selection goes out to my mother, who's just recuperating from total knee replacement that she had last week. So, Mom, love ya. Hope you get better soon. This is Ja Porobek Sviniczan.
žedu, len jem sám. Ja farobu, svidný čan, nemám žedu, len jem sám.
Hej, náš dom je náš dom, mladá žena. Keď ja mám zo sobou hoštrapíňa. Hej, náš dom je náš dom, mladá žena.
Čižmičko na jej bílo nožičko.
Hej, náš dom je náš dom, mladá žena. Keď ja mám so sobou do strapíňa. Hej, náš dom je náš dom, mladá žena. Keď ja mám so sobou do strapíňa.
The annual New Orleans celebration of Mardi Gras, or for those of you in New Orleans, it's Nylans. The annual Nylans celebration of Mardi Gras with its merriment, foolery, and carnival atmosphere occurs for those following the new calendar on this Tuesday or Fat Tuesday. Russians don't celebrate Fat Tuesday because for them, Lent begins for Greek Catholics on Monday after Cheese Fair Sunday, which, according to the Julian calendar, is today. And I'm tripping over all my words, so please excuse me. However, Russians do still celebrate what's called Faschende. Faschende is a German word, originally meaning a carnival celebration with excessive merriment. Faschende, or the pre-Lenten period, began the day after Epiphany and ended on Cheese Fair Sunday. A dance for the youthful villagers was held every Sunday evening, ending with a grand dance today, Cheese Fair Sunday. Dinner dances are still being held in many parts of the Russian world, thus recalling the Faschende period of old. Traditionally, it was natural that more Russian marriages occurred during Faschende than in any other period of the year. Some people probably wonder, well, why was this so? That's because the married women and the eligible women would get together in different houses and have spinning bees, where you would get all your collected wool and you'd start spinning in to make the yarn or whatever they do at the spinning bees. And the husbands, or the eligible bachelors, would take care of the domestic animals, chicken, geese, kept the home fires burning. That's what the husbands would do. Now, the young eligible men, this is where we get into the costumes, would masquerade as ghosts or scarecrows or any other scary thing to visit the spinners. The spinning bees of the brides and married women usually ended with a snack and coffee. Spinning women often brought them goodies and other foods such as milk, eggs, cheese, and the much-needed firewood. But with the women that weren't married, what they would do is after they would be scared by the eligible men, they would give them some liquid refreshment. We all know what liquid refreshment is. And they would stick around a little bit to figure out how to talk with the girls a little bit and how to do everything else. At the end of Cheese Fair Sunday, the wives cleaned the pots and pans of any grease as they prepared themselves for the 7-week abstinence from meat, milk, and other dairy products. The chief meal during the Easter Lent was a sour soup called zavaryanka, which consists of potatoes and homemade sauerkraut. And speaking of giving up things, us Byzantine Catholics and Roman Catholics out there got to decide what we're going to give up. One year I decided to give up meat, didn't work too well. One year I decided to give up drinking beer or whatnot, that didn't go too well either. So one year I decided to give up giving up stuff, but my pastor down at Holy Ghost Father Ron didn't think that was a good idea. So that's how that goes. After this, I'll be heading down to our Fashengit Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church, where Mr. Jerry Jumba, myself, and my brother-in-law, Mike Liberator, will be playing and doing some things along with the Fashengi here, there, and the other. Next, we have we have Makovica Struna, we have a pulpit Makovicu. For those youth faithful listeners out there, no, we are not done. That is our theme that we do use for our closing here, but we still have another 10 minutes to go here. My dad recently, a couple minutes ago, just called me from Holy Ghost where he's preparing for today's Fashengi and wanted me to remind everyone that, yes, I used to give up onions every year for Lent. I used to hate onions. So, Dad, that one's for you. Mom, you too. I'm not going to give up onions this year. I'll let you know when I'm giving up later. On Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., the Byzantine Catholic Divine Liturgy will be celebrated in the Duquesne University Chapel. We invite all of our listeners to attend this Eucharistic liturgy, which fulfills your Sunday obligation. That is 6 p.m. this evening and every Sunday evening at the Duquesne University Chapel. The Mount St. Macrina Retreat Center is sponsoring a Lenten bread baking retreat on Saturday, February 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., presented by Sister Carol Petrosevich. This will be limited to 5 participants, so be sure to call early if you are interested. The offering is $15 and registration is due by February 8th. They will also be sponsoring a Repentant Woman, Holy Woman program by Sister Barbara Jean Mihalchik, a 4-week series on February 22nd, March 1st, 8th, and 15th. Sessions are 10 to 11:30 a.m. or 7 to 8:30 p.m. at a cost of $10 per session. For more information on these, please call the Retreat Center at 724-438-7149.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary, a center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
If you are interested in the seminary program, please give our good friends at the seminary a call at 412-321-8383. Once again, 412-321-8383. And speaking about things given up for Lent, our producer here, Ted, I asked him, so what are you giving up for Lent, Ted? He said, watermelon. Why are you giving up watermelon for Lent? Because you can't get it. It's out of season. Well, that's a good reason for me. Next, we're going to travel to Serbia. Serbia, that is. Vojvodina in particular. This is Grupa Rosa with Tamusadu.
Tamusadu kalina api poroju malina. Tamusadu kalina api poroju malina. Kalina malina. Kalina malina, hey!
Tam dziewczyna chodila, ci kalinu lamala.
Tam dziewczyna chodila, ci kalinu lamala.
Lamala, lamala,
hey!
Lamala, lamala,
hey!
Kučečki vjazala, na dorišti kidala.
Kučečki vjazala, na dorišti kidala.
Kidala, kidala,
hej!
Kidala, kidala,
hej!
Tajna klopci morhala, milenkoho čekala.
Tajna klopci morhala, milenkoho čekala.
Čekala, čekala,
hej!
Čekala,
čekala,
The GCU District 2 will hold its second annual Egg Extravaganza on Sunday, February 27th at the St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church Social Hall, East Main Street, Uniontown, Pennsylvania, from 12 noon until 5 p.m. Various artists will demonstrate, display, and sell their eggs. For those interested in learning, there will be instructors available. Ethnic foods will be sold, there will be raffles, an Easter basket cover display, children's activities, and much, much more. For more information, call our good friend Susan Timo at 724-239-4211. GCU Lodge 10 in Aliquippa is sponsoring a Lenten food and bake sale for the benefit of Slovenia's 2005 European Tour. This will take place on Friday, February 18th from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the beautiful, St. George Byzantine Catholic Center, Clinton Street, Aliquippa. The food sale will feature Slovenia's famous potato dumpling halushka and popular Yatsminova polyauka, or barley soup, for $4 per pint and $6 per quart. A large selection of mouth-watering delectable baked goods will also be available for either take out or eat in. I almost said take in or eat out. Boy, that doesn't make sense. Call 724-378-1823 to place pre-orders, or the center at 724-375-6652 during the day of the sale. St. George's Center is so elegant and beautiful, and it would add to any event held there. Also, the food service for events at the center is absolutely first rate. For those of you who live in Aliquippa or the surrounding Beaver County area, make sure to check out St. George's Center for your next event. You can call John or Debbie at All Occasions Catering at 412-787-5266. Next, we have my good friend Maria Machushkova with Oi Spivaju.
Thank you.
kidala.
Once again, today is Meat Fair Sunday. Have good fashenge out there. Make sure those of you that are going to go to your churches or your social halls or whatnot, go ahead, have a good time, because tomorrow starts the fast. No meat, no dairy products. I always love that time of the day, that time of the year. I can't eat anything. No, I love eating stuff like that. We also have the Super Bowl going on today, New England versus Philadelphia. Personally, I want Philadelphia to win because I'm getting a little tired of New England. So, until next week, dobry den, we'll see you all later.
I'd like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Poloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McGee's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому дня спочували. Думаємо, що сте сі опачили нашого веселання. Pozivamy vás počúvati sledujúci nedeľa o 12 hodin do stanice WEDO na Rusinského národnostného veselania. Choďte zdraví s Bohom.